NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu. Do you copy? Over.
NA1SS, copy loud and clear. Over.
Okay, NA1SS, we've got you loud and clear. Go ahead, Australia.
My name is Mia, and my question is, what do you do on a normal day in the space station? Over.
Hi, Mia. My name's Mike. We do a lot of the same things on space station you do. We wake up in the morning, get some breakfast, kind of read some of our information. We actually check emails and then get started. We do a combination of just living and work and maintaining the space station, cleaning filters and things like that, and science experiments of different sorts. It's a, kind of a different every day. Over.
My name is Matthew, and my question is, what do you eat to stay fit and healthy, and does your food float away while you're eating it? Over.
Matthew, great question. We eat, a lot of the foods we eat are similar to camping foods. Almost all of it is in a pouch of some kind. Some of it, it's dehydrated. We have to add water to make it, come back to reconstitute it, to make it what we want to eat. This morning I had eggs for breakfast, scrambled eggs, add the hot water, wait 10 minutes, and then it's ready to eat. And I had some cereal. Now, cereal doesn't stay in a bowl, so it's in a pouch with powdered milk in there. I add a little bit of water, shake it around to get the milk turned back into milk, and then I use scissors to cut open the pouch, and I eat it. That's because it would indeed float away if I didn't eat it that way. Over.
My name is William, and my question is, when you go to bed, what keeps you and your pillow from floating away? Over.
William, that's a great question. Surprisingly, we don't use pillows because we don't need them. Our head's not resting on anything. It's just kind of floating in there. I use a little bit of a strap to help hold my head down because it feels a little more comfortable for me. And our beds are actually sleeping bags tied to the wall because the wall is just the same as the floor to it. Over.
My name is Andrea, and my question is, how do you keep in contact with your families? Over.
Brandon, good to talk to you. We stay in contact with our families. We have the ability to make phone calls to them sometimes using a satellite link. And every week, we have emails with them also. And every week we have a video conference of at least 15 minutes where we get to see them and they get to see us. And that really helps a lot to be able to communicate with them that way. So I stay in touch. I have older children that are spread around the United States, so I try to call them at least once a week. Over.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
My name is Jasmine, and what do you do for fun when you aren't working? Over.
Hi, Jasmine. When I'm not working, we like to have fun doing things like sometimes floating around the space station, maybe learning to do some tricks like flipping without bumping into anything. Probably the main thing, though, is to look outside the windows at the Earth below and the stars above. I just love doing that. Over.
My name is Will, and... My name is William, and my question is, how long can you spend outside in space with one air tank? Over.
Hi, William. I've been outside doing spacewalks 7 times so far. And I've been outside as long as, close to, a little over 7.5 hours, maybe getting close to about 7.5 hours. You can go a little bit longer, but not a whole lot longer than that without filling your tank back up. It's pretty amazing. Working outside doing spacewalks is really one of the most amazing things that we do. It's quite challenging. It's a little bit scary out there, but it's really cool to be crawling around on the outside of the space station like a fly crawling around on the ceiling. Over.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Thanks. My name is Jessica, and my question is, what can you see when you look out the window? Can you see any planets? Over.
Hi, Jessica. Looking out of the window, we see the Earth below. We're about 240 miles or 400 kilometers in space, and so we have a good view of the world. And I will tell you that Australia is one of my favorite places to look at because the land is so different. The amazing colors and textures, and there's a surprising number of meteor craters that are visible in Australia. I also at night like to look down. You see the city lights sparkling. Really, you see where people are with the lights on. And I love, you ask about the planets. I love looking at the stars and watching them move. And the easy ones are Venus and Mars and Jupiter are very easy to see. The others, Saturn's not as easy for me to pick out. Over.
My name is Theodore, and my question is, what do you do if the space station gets hit by meteors? Over.
Hey, Theodore. Well, if it's a small one, it would make a little leak, and we have procedures, we train for emergency procedures to isolate or get ourselves to a safe part of the space station.
Go ahead, Amy.
My name is Amy, and my question is, how do you breathe on a space station, and do you need an oxygen mask? Over.
Amy, our atmosphere up here inside the space station is just exactly like it is where you're living right now. The same pressure, the same amount of oxygen, so we don't need to wear masks, and that's a good thing. That would get really tiring. Over.
My name is Isaac, and my question is, what training do you need to do to get a job on the space station? Over.
Hi, Isaac. Lots of different backgrounds contribute toward getting a job up here. I'm an engineer and then an Air Force flight test engineer specialty. We have pilots up here. We have scientists. We have a medical doctor up here right now. So there's lots of different backgrounds are needed doing work in space. Over.
My name is Ruby, and my question is, if you could bring one thing back from space, what would it be? Over.
Hi, Ruby. I think it would be the view of the Earth, and I've tried to just memorize what that view looks like, to see the Earth going by, the sunrise, the sunset, and to feel that warm sun, and you can feel it coming through the window. Over.
My name is Nazmi, and my question is, what exercises do you have to do as an astronaut? Over.
Hi, Nazmi. We do exercises for our heart and for our muscles. Cardiovascular exercise, we run on a treadmill, which seems kind of fun. Like bungee cords to hold us down. Then we exercise on a bicycle that we kind of strap onto. For lifting weights, we have a machine that generates
time to say a group goodbye, Australia. NE1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu, 73 and Aloha. Okay, congratulations, school. This concludes the telebridge contact and with the ISS, and you did a great job.
Thanks.
This is BK2TXT here in Sydney, Australia. Thanks, Nancy. And I'll say 73s and final.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. Congratulations. It was an excellent contact.
Thanks very much, Paul. And just disclosing, students, ladies and gentlemen, we've just shared a moment in history. Amateur radio station WH6PN, operated by Nancy Rochelet, contacted astronaut Michael Fossum, KF5AQG aboard the International Space Station, and spoke to students from Vision Australia in Sydney. Now for the international volunteer team of ours, including the amateur radio satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, Canadian Space Agency, European Space Agency, Japanese Space Agency, and Roscosmos, and NASA. This is Tony Hutchison, amateur radio operator VK5ZAI in Kingston, Southeast South Australia, sending my greetings to you all in amateur radio terms, 73s, which means best wishes. And you did a brilliant job, the students at Vision Australia, and we hope that you enjoyed your link up with the space station. Thanks very much, Nancy, John, and also Paul for making this all possible.